students love stickers. They will go crazy for them. I'll hand them out like candy and I'll be silly and put them on their forehead and they think it's hilarious. So if you're feeling like I have to pay for things, or I have to get candy, I have to get food because they want more stuff. They love stickers. Other positive consequences that I have found to be really helpful are letting them pick their partner or letting them pick their seats for the day. And these are all free. I think there's a lot of struggle sometimes to find ways to motivate kids or to give them prizes that are free, but they really like silly videos on YouTube. So if it's appropriate and they say, you know, we can do all this, you get to be the person that picks our 2-minute video that we can all watch today. Things like picking partners or having a moment where they can showcase something they're really interested in. A lot of them love to draw. So if they wanted to put the drawing on the board today, that's a really big deal because then they can show off their artwork to their classmates. And it's little things like that that help them to feel like their talent or their skill is seen and appreciated. Those little motivators are really a big thing or a fun thing for them to share with you. I notice that my students respond in a really joyful way when they earn a positive consequence. They smile or they'll say, thank you, Mrs. Mangum. They feel like they matter. And I think they love to feel like you respect them and they love to feel important to you.